In the East Wing by Jade Lerone. The windows are not open to the sunlight. The windows never open at all. A bright dawn forms muddy shadows along the carpet. They drift inward from the glass and dissipate. Touch a hand to the pane. Press your face upon its dusty surface to feel the warmth that never steps foot here. The fluorescent glow and fierce air conditioning fight it back. In the East Wing, where they lock those held captive by the past, sunrise is only another dream taken, something for people on the other side of death. She sits by the window, seemingly still and patient. Only her eyes beckon, little crystals of desire frozen like tears never to be shed. The view is another building. It stretches tall and gray. Beyond that is a long expanse of green grass. She can't see it from here, not with her eyes, but her mind remembers when she walked in sunlight. "That building was made to block the view," she mumbles softly, looking around to see if anyone heard her. She waits, impatiently, hoping to one day walk outside again. Her feet twitch at the memory of spindly grass and soft earth between her toes. Often she is not still. Sometimes the first moment of the morning comes with a rush and she cries out, arms thrashing. She knows the choked terror of the pre-dawn light, tastes the cold bitterness a tight-lipped nurse fed her the night before. These mornings, she runs for a minty toothbrush lying in an empty bathroom below a dented metal mirror. Here, they keep the light murky, so that in the warped steel you cannot see your face. Maybe healing will come with forgetfulness. Sometimes these mornings drizzle down in a soggy rain of hate. Vampire nurses invade her gifted sleep, bearing the poisonous needles of their trade. They sting her, jab her, drain her of blood and life. They lace her tight with pressure cuffs and stuff probes into her ears, hoping to infect them with some version of sanity. Measuring progress, they call it. A hollow lie, for she knows that she is already dead. But today, all of that is frozen into stillness. Her hair falls in greasy strings across her shoulders, having been washed too many times with cheap shampoo. Her hands are open, the palms resting in her lap facing upward. She is trying to catch the sunlight. If she can catch it, put it into her pocket. Maybe it will keep her warm tonight. The bed has grown colder without someone beside her. No, save that thought for another world, one with sunlight and warmth and green grass under her feet. Her feet. She looks down at the hospital slippers and wiggles the left big toe that always manages to poke through. She says a little prayer for it. Maybe someday you'll have shoes again, with real laces that tie up. We'll go walking in the grass and you'll wiggle in warm earth. She watches it, then the toe subsides as her mind drifts to something else. A cloud, somewhere high above, has shifted position and little bands of light are drifting over the building that is her only view. She sees the beams creeping up and up and sits tensely, hoping that one will fall into the cup shelter of her waiting hands. Almost there, and light begins to spill through the thick glass. Now it slides just past her toes that stretch out but do not reach. Almost there, she makes a wild grab for it and stands in the same motion. The chair clatters behind her. She has her hands gripped tight like claws and then, hoping against hope, she peeks between her fingers just to see. Damn. Missed it, she grumbles, retrieving the chair with a sigh. From the station, a nurse pauses, looks up from her desk with pen in hand. Patient actively hallucinating, she writes on one of the clipboards scattered across her desk. Recommend increase medication. The nurse gets up to have a cup of coffee. I hope you enjoyed my little story and that it gave you a new perspective on the human condition. I look forward to writing more and sharing with you soon. Remember, we are all in this ride together and no one is getting out alive, so we might as well enjoy the view. Peace.